From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Faith Saley, Josh Gondelman, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host, a man who just got kicked out of the NPR Wine Club. He knows why. It's Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill takes a bite of rhyme roast in our Listener Limerick Challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, a new survey shows that after the pandemic, more people will want to exercise. How?
At home, alone.
Alone is the answer. That's right. After being forced to do it for a year, people say they like exercising at home. And they will say a final goodbye to the gym and that one guy who works out barefoot and wearing jeans.
Oh.
Do you think people will start, maybe there can be like a little side hustle where people can come to your house and do creepy small talk, like, how long you been coming to this gym?
Can I work in?
Yeah.
And also those men, it's never women. It's the men who grunt with the heavy weights.
In New York, these CrossFit people, you walk by some of these garages, you would think they were having a hernia class.
That would actually be a good name for a fitness chain. Hernia class.
That's when you need a big ass fan. It's hot in
yes.
there.
CrossFit's also a tough one to do at home, right? It's like, well, I'll just go into my closet, get my giant tire, my 80-pound ropes.
CrossFit, I would say CrossFit is what I feel Popeye the Sailor would do as a workout.
You know, spinach is keto, yeah. Brah.
Josh, I don't think I've ever heard that voice come out of you. It changes everything.
I didn't know I had it in me. I've never gotten good enough at exercise to prefer doing it where other people can see it. Like, I'm like, when people ask if they can spot me, it's not helpful. It's more like concerned.
Do you need help?
Right.
Do you need assistance, sir?
Right, do you need a spot or CPR? We can get the jaws of life. And I was like, I was just scanning my card at the door. I didn't mean to look like I was straining.
Faith, this week Facebook took down a French town's entire page from Facebook because the town is what?
This town is called, I hope I pronounce it right, Ville de Beach.
Yes, it is the town of Beach, spelled B-I-T-C-H-E. Beach. Yes, the official Facebook page for the town was taken down by Facebook this month. Harsh, but Facebook had first asked nicely by saying, beach, please. Now, the French town's very real. It's known for its beach cathedral, and it has a historic monument commemorating a group of brave soldiers from the Franco-Prussian War who were known as, and this is true, the Sons of Beach.
No.
The Sons of Beach,
the brave Sons of Beach. The town's leaders are protesting Facebook's move, and they have every right to complain, or as they put, to beach about it.
Whenever in the past I've heard, World War II veterans talking about storming Normandy Beach, now I'm like, oh, that's super misogynistic. I think it's going the other way.
Josh, what do all these things have in common? Bill?
Several loose sticks, a pile of nails, a sink full of hypodermic needles.
I mean, I guess it's all things you would find at the Port Authority bathroom, but I don't know if that's what we're looking for right now. Can I have a hint?
They are things you find in urban environments, I'll tell you that much.
People have tried to recycle them?
No, that's not right. Does anybody have a guess as to where you'll find these things?
Starbucks.
No.
Hypodermic needles. Does this have anything to do with vaccinations?
No. Nobody knows, I will tell you. These are all things pigeons will use to make their nests. Yeah.
That is not a children's book about pigeons.
No, and in fact, they don't even make the nest. They just sort of find these piles and say, oh, it's a nest. There's a pile of things. It's a nest.
That's the kind of pigeon I would be. And my
I'd
be like,
New Yorker.
You want to come over to my nest? And my friends would be like, the pile of hypodermic needles? And I'd be like, it's rent controlled.
Exactly.